I give you a word? Jesus himself went through afflictions. Jesus himself went through tribulations. But it's not the fact that he went had tribulations. It's not the fact that he didn't ever go through afflictions. It's what he did in the midst of going through those temptations, tests, trials, tribulations, oppressions, and people. And we've talked about over the last couple of weeks how John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, the one who baptized him, got offended with Jesus. You talked about how Judas, who was one of the 12 disciples, got offended with Jesus. You talk about how the multitude, when Jesus preached one message that they didn't quite understand, and because they didn't understand it, they became offended. And when they became offended, guess what they did? They turned their back on Jesus. John 6:66 says this, and many of his disciples turned away from him and followed him no more because they got into offense. And that's where we've been spending. God is spending so much time talking about the fact of offense, because that's going to be one of the number one weapons that the adversary is going to use. And a part of that the weapon of offense, there is also deception. Deception means that you believe a lie. The thing about a deception is most people who are deceived don't realize they deceive, because if they realize they were deceived, they stop doing what it is they're doing.